There's growing concern about a respiratory illness, coronavirus, first detected in China. This is Lisa Berry, and with increasing talk of the disease and at least one confirmed case now in the United States, in Washington State, we thought we would check in with our local health department to talk about what that means for us. So welcome to WEMU, Washtenaw County Health Department Communications Manager, Susan Cerniglia. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Lisa.
Coronavirus, is that how we refer to it?
Yes, that's a coronavirus, or people might be hearing it called a novel coronavirus because it's believed at this time that it's a virus that was affecting animals and is now being transmitted person to person, or at least that's what appears to be happening now.
Do you know what the symptoms are?
It's a respiratory illness, so that like coughing, sneezing, sort of maybe difficulty breathing. So unfortunately, because it's also flu season, those symptoms are often what we call flu-like illness, and that can be confusing as to whether you might have an influenza virus or have this coronavirus. Now, obviously, most of us aren't traveling to China, but certainly some people are traveling to China. So the most important message right now, from what we know right now, is if someone has had recent travel within the last 14 days to China and they have respiratory symptoms or flu-like illness, we want them to seek medical advice. Now, because this could be so contagious, we want to make sure that folks, if possible, check in with their healthcare provider over the phone before going in to a doctor's office, to an urgent care, to a hospital. That's so they can be prepared and make sure that you're isolated immediately, given a mask, and take precautions against any further spread.
Now, this has not yet been declared a public health emergency, but when I heard it's been tied to at least 17 deaths, there's been hundreds sickened, and that China is quarantining 20 million people, I thought, should we take precautions, at least get some knowledge from you at the Washtenaw County Health Department about how we can combat this?
Yes, certainly the illness seems to be spreading rapidly in China, and that, again, is part of the puzzle here of it looking like human-to-human transmission is happening. And it's not really clear how easily that's happening now, but certainly because of the large number of cases in China, they are more actively restricting movement at this time. We did start in the United States, the CDC did start doing surveillance at ports of entry, so flights coming in from the province where this originated, passengers have been being screened, and they've expanded those airports. The best place to see those national updates is from the CDC, so folks can just Google CDC coronavirus and get the most current updates of what's happening there.
And that being the Centers for Disease Control, just to clarify.
Yes, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC. And, you know, for us locally and anywhere really across the country, there is a lot of air travel, a lot of global travel that happens. And of course, that means any illness can be spread very quickly. So we're working closely with state health officials as well as federal health officials in terms of following the guidance and the best information that's available to us. So again, that take-home message for anyone that may have traveled or be planning to travel to China is that within 14 days, if you've returned here and you've had that recent travel history and you're feeling respiratory symptoms, please check for medical advice, check in with your healthcare provider, and try to do that in a way that's not going to cause additional spreading of illness should you actually have one of these viruses. So give a call ahead of time, let them know that you've traveled, let them know what your symptoms are, and they can advise you about how to come into the facility.
I know that local Congresswoman Debbie Dingell even wrote a letter saying that some of these flights are coming directly to Detroit Metro Airport from the communities in China that have been impacted by this virus. So she's looking for answers as well.
Control and Prevention does have a CDC quarantine station at Detroit Metro. So if they haven't already started screening passengers from areas of concern, they certainly are likely to start doing that.
Well, we certainly don't want to alarm people. We're just trying to inform people. So that's why we checked in with Susan Cerniglia, Communications Manager for the Washtenaw County Health Department. And we'll appreciate any updates or further information you want to share with listeners about this.
Certainly something that we're watching very carefully what's happening with this particular one right now.
All right, Susan Cerniglia, Washtenaw County Health Department, thanks so much for talking to us here on WEMU.
Thank you.